The world's greatest flautist, James Galway, and his interpretation of Oh, Have You Been to Avondale? Avondale was the home of Charles Stewart Parnell in the 19th century, and it's in County Wicklow, not far from where I live, actually, and it is a beautiful place. Friends, since we started this little programme of ours way back in the day, I've played over time many, many versions of the very famous Irish song Danny Boy. We've played instrumentals of it as well. But I've got great joy now in playing for you a wonderful track that was sent to me during the week. It's by the Greek folk singer Nana Mouskouri. And she's giving her version of the song Danny Boy. And I think this is wonderful. It's so simple, but her accent is beautiful. Listen to Nana Mouskouri and her version of Danny Boy.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. It's you must go, and I must ride. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you. When ye back and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I and kneel and pray and Ave there for me, and I shall hear though soft you tread above me, and oh my grace.
I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. Beautiful. So simple, and the way she held that note at the end was tremendous. Nana Muscuri and her interpretation of Danny Boy. Our next track is a song about Galway Bay. No, it's not the one you think it is. This is Johnny McAvoy's interpretation of My Own Dear Galway Bay. And I think, did we have Dolores Keane singing this a couple of weeks ago? Of course we did. Now, that strikes me. Here, listen to how Johnny sings about the beautiful Galway Bay.
It's far away I am today from scenes I'd roamed a boy. And long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between as grows on Irish ground. Soft friendship fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your form, my own dear Galway Bay. Had I youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more, for all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and gray. And I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven I'll ask of God upon my dying day. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Never made a bad track throughout his career, Johnny McAvoy giving his wonderful interpretation of My Own Dear Galway Bay. And we're still in the province of Connacht, because this time Trudy Lawler's going to sing all about My Lovely Leitrim Shore.
Spot not far from here to a place where you and I first met. a place we've been before. And while strolling down together, we can pick that rolling heather. And while walking hand in hand, we'll recall it was so grand. Looking out over Loch Allen on that
Okay, here's the first of those emails I was speaking about during the week, and it gave me great joy to receive this email, and it comes from Boston, and it's Pat Corrigan, and Pat says, Joe, listen to your Sounds Irish program, and I really enjoy it. My father and mother were Irish, and they sang a lot of the songs that I hear you play. Good, 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 good. Well done, Pat. Could you, if possible, play the Sean O'Shea track you played some weeks ago? And I think it's about the Wild Mountain Time. And I hope I've got his name right. You have indeed. And I love this track myself, Pat. So for you and for all my friends over there in Boston or thereabouts, this is Sean O'Shea and Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme throws around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together around the blooming heather.
Well, you know, of course, that that isn't an Irish song. It's a Scottish song. But they don't come much more Irish than Sean O'Shea. And Pat, over there in Boston, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Now we come to a contemporary group that I like very much. Very talented musicians, the High Kings. And they're telling us a story about a young man who was walking along the road one day, and he came across this young maiden who had been thrown out from her home by the wicked landlord. And the young man says, "I'll tell you what you'll do. Why don't you come with me now?" Listen to the story from the High Kings.
One morning a young man was walking his way when he saw a fair maid come along the highway. He said to this fair maid, "If you do not mind, I will walk with you on this fine morning." Young maid, she told of her sorrowful tale, how the landlord was wicked and forced her away. And she had just left on that very same morn. Then the young man, he turned and he told her, "Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always." The young man, he took this fair maid by the hand. He said, "Come with me now to a faraway land." For he had a plan that the two could be free to seek out their fortunes together. They boarded a ship that would take them away, and she clung to his arm as the ship it did sway. When he held her and told her to not be afraid, she had felt that her troubles were over. "Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you settled down, and in no time at all heard a wedding bell sound. They had started a union, and they knew it would last. They would treasure the time of their meeting. When one morning a young man was walking his way, and he saw a fair maid come along the highway. He said to this fair maid, "If you do not mind, I will walk with you on this fine morning.
Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, and I will look after you always."
And they all lived happily ever after, the High Kings and "Won't You Come With Me Now." Now for a bit of fun from Val Dunigan. Val, as I've told you many times on the programme before, hailed from County Waterford, and all he wanted to be all his life was a musician. He started by learning guitar and singing and travelling round Ireland with the shows, visiting the various holiday resorts and singing along in the shows. Then he decided to seek his fortune elsewhere, and he made his way to London, where he worked in the Irish clubs over there in the London area. Then he got himself a radio programme on the BBC, and he never looked back. From radio, he went on to television, and he had his own television specials week after week after week in the 80s, and they had tremendous viewing audiences. He would sit in a rocking chair with his guitar and sing relaxed type music. Here he's singing something totally different. He's singing a humorous song that I mentioned my dad a few moments ago, did I not, about not knowing the words of songs. Well, my dad didn't know the words of this either. Here, Val Dorrigan and Delaney's Donkey.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it to the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch. They couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on a £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place, stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Val Dorrigan and the story of Delaney's donkey. We're still moving around Ireland on this week's programme. If you recall, we've been over to the west with Galway and Leitrim. Now we're going up north, up near Belfast. And this is Big Ivan, and he's singing about the beauties of the green glens of Antrim.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, with the streams rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee. And the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only I knew how the lamp of the moon turns a true Irish bay silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven could be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Mm-hmm. to my hope to return to my old Kushinoff. It's the one place on earth that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I hop at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'll knock with my heart on that wee cabin door. While the sunflowers bloom by the lap of the sea, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. It's alone my concern and my greatest surprise will be smiling at me out of somebody's eyes. It's my private affair what my feelings would be if the green lands of Antrim were calling to me. And I'll be where the people are simple and kind, and amongst them's the one who's been high in my mind. And I too hope and pray that in peace let me be where the green lands of Antrim are heaven to me.
And now we turn to the daddy of them all as far as ballad groups are concerned, the Clancy Brothers, and they're singing the praises of whiskey.
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to a merry game. You're swither, stronger, dazenter, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching up to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. La, fare thee well. With me to the idle of Lamada, me to the idle of Lamada. Me right for tour, a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry game. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowardly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Ah, fairly well. With me to the idle-lum-a-da, me to the idle-lum-a-da. Me right for total laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you'll lead me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry game. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me daughter from me. For if you do, I will torment you, and after death me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle lamada, me to the idle lamada. Me right for tour, a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry game. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunky, you're not tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me damn drunk or sober.
Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober, from the Clancy Brothers. Now we have a song from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now this song was a huge hit, and I'm not sure if it wasn't written by Eva Cassidy. And lots of people have recorded it. Here is Anne-Marie's version of Fields of Gold.
Upon the fields of barley, and you can tell the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon of gold. Yes, we'll walk in fields of gold. Many years have passed since those summer days upon the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of of gold. Yes, we walk in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold there from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now I want to play for you a track from that very talented group Daydannon. I've been playing some tracks from the album for you over the last couple of weeks, and this one really gets your feet tapping, but the name of it has me slightly puzzled. It's entitled Jenny Rocking the Cradle. I don't think Jenny would rock the cradle at this speed. If so, God help the baby.
Thank you.